No, I'm not going through it, nobody. I just like this song. Shout out to No Doubt. Shout out to Griff. Shout out to Griff Stefani. Shout out to the classics. Classic alternative. I'm about to go in now. Yo, what's good, everybody? This is your host, TK Alpha, with the Alpha Mentality. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please go subscribe, comment, like, share, all that fun shit that I appreciate. Please do that. I'm going to jump into today's topic. Actually, before I jump into today's topic, I'm going to apologize. I took a hiatus. It's been a week or two. I don't know. It's been a while since I did the podcast. Just been taking a break, been going through some shit. No relationship shit, you know what I mean? None of that. But I say that because of the song that was just played. But I don't know. Kind of just been getting fucked up, partying, losing focus, you know what I'm saying? Losing sight of my goals, losing sight of my task, you know? What are my goals are? I want to take this podcast to the next level. I want to reach a more wider audience. I want to be known, want to be heard by the world, my views, my thoughts. I want to take whatever money I make and use it to invest towards my art. I want to use it to invest towards an acting agent, because I definitely want to be an actor. Those of you that know me close know that for sure. My acting experience, really don't have any. other than acting like I give a shit about people I encounter throughout my time in the club, or my time in life, you know. We all have the ability to act, you know what I mean? We all put on the front, we all put on the mask, we all tell lies. So you can put on the facade throughout life, I feel. The ability to act is definitely in you, and I've been doing that for a while. Act like I give a shit about a lot of motherfuckers that I don't, especially the ones that I know for a fact don't give a shit about me, but gotta politic, you gotta play the role so you can be the nice guy, so you won't come off as the asshole, so people can accept you and doors can be opened up. Anyway. But yeah, man. I lost sight of my goals. I want to get back on track, though. Definitely want to start back working out and shit again. You know, there's some things in life will distract us. You know what I'm saying? You know, from goals, whether it be like chasing women. You know what I'm saying? For guys, for sure, that's a huge thing. And we do this thing, you know, and not just about sex. Some of us it is, but a lot of times it isn't. For women too, you know what I'm saying? You know, we just can play the hard role and go out to the club with a mission to get laid and all this other shit there. But really, you know, people will go out and be deeply searching, really searching for a fucking companion, because they don't want to go home alone. You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks be just satisfied with coming home with someone and just fucking cuddling up and shit, you know? Or just having a phone number so they can talk to that someone, you know? A lot of times people just want to get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Some folks want to get fucking blowed out of their mind and just fucking be awake and be geeked. I've been there, and I've been doing that shit for so many years, and it's like, what else is next, you know? Oh, more blow up my nose. Okay, do a rail. I did not just do a rail just now, by the way. That was me sniffing just to give you guys some like imagination behind it, you know, to give you guys the illusion. So anyway, let's not snort and blow just now. But yeah, people do that there. People go get drunk, get belligerent, get drunk, and forget about stuff. Whatever alcohol does to you, they'll do that. We'll do this thing. They'll do this thing. And just to forget whatever pain we're going through, whatever misery we're going through, or to celebrate even, you know what I'm saying, you know, but people go out and they do it to celebrate, they do it to escape, and during those celebration moments, or moments while you're escaping, I feel you're losing sight of everything. You got to celebrate your success, you know, woohoo, get fucked up, get drunk, you know, get high, you know, all this other stuff, you know. Then you wake up the next day and you gotta go through a moment of recovery. I don't care if you're God, you know, or Goku. Fucking Goku needs his fucking sensu bean every once in a while. God needs a day of fucking rest Sunday, you know? Like, if I'm working or doing whatever, it turned up too hard. So we all need that. And we go out and do these things, and damn, it's like starting back all over again. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, don't party too hard or party with play money. But it's like, why can't you take that money there instead of just playing with it and just invest it in some more shit that's going to be worthwhile in the future? You know what I mean? Like, you sitting here driving this nice-ass car, you know, working his good job and stuff now, and he go and blow it, his money, and now you gotta hustle harder to pay that car, to pay that apartment, to pay different stuff or whatever, you know what I mean? And shit like that there. It's like, why? So, I am now back. Sorry, I had to take a break for a quick second. Lost my train of thought. The roommate had to go work, had to go leave. Those of you that know me, no, I do not work at the moment. Not a real job, at least. Anyway, you guys are my work. I work for free. And still somehow survive. Who knows? Anyway, but yeah, sit there and take that money and you blow it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you could be saving it, investing it into yourself, into your dreams. I bet a lot of you are working jobs right now that you don't consider your fucking dreams, that you don't consider your fucking goals, that you just have just because it pays well or because it's convenient or because it pays enough to support your bills. So you're not satisfied at all. You're just working it just to get by. And it was crazy as you fuckers are young, like me, or younger than me, and you're settling at a young age. It's like, I don't know, like, I'm not gonna say everybody's like this, but I'm pretty sure a good bit of you are like, or have looked at your mom or other people's mom and dads and shook your head at them and said, why are they settling for the BS mechanic job or the typical RN job, you know? That wasn't your fucking dream. When we were children, we had dreams to fucking be actors, singers, songwriters, fucking lawyers, to travel to the fucking moon, you know? To do open heart surgery. And stuff, you know? And now, fucking 10 years, 20 years later, we're fucking sitting at a fucking office working for a fucking jackass for a company that fucking kills people, whether it be by cigarette campaigns or fucking some computer shit that you don't even know what the fuck there is, or you're working at fucking Walmart and stocking aisles, and you don't know what the fuck the shit you're stocking is on which aisle, you know? I guarantee if a fucking customer walks up to you and asks where something is, I've been there before, working at Walmart, or not working at Walmart, and a customer asks me, or I ask a customer, where is something at? Had no fucking clue, because we're just fucking robots, conforming, and settling with a job, with a career that we fucking hate, that we don't know shit about, and we don't want to know nothing about, because why? It's not us, it's not who we are, it's not our dreams, it's not our goals. We're just using it to get by. But get by to what though? That's the question. We're gonna get by to what? Our fucking next job that pays more? And then what? And then what? The next job that pays more after that is gonna get us more money to do what? Spend on booze, drugs, spend to buy the best gear. It's a nice, the nicest car to help us get laid. Then you wonder why relationships don't work out. Because everything we do is in us. We're buying these cars and these nice things with this money from these shitty jobs that aren't us to get fucking in these shitty relationships. Yeah, sure, the guy or girl that we get with these things that aren't us, that don't represent us, it's fucking bad as fuck. But hey, we got that person. Maybe years down the road, a month or two later, or whatever, how long it takes. And bam, we get divorced. We break up. Why? Because all was fake from the fucking start. Just like our fake, shitty, get-by-ass jobs that pays money or doesn't pay money. We used it to create something or someone that we call ourselves. And wow. We're unhappy on the inside because we're not obtaining our goals. We're settling. We're settling for these jobs. We're settling for these bullshit careers. We're settling for this bullshit lifestyle. Sorry. Settling for this bullshit lifestyle. We're settling for this bullshit relationships we get with people. Hold on. That's someone at the door. 1 second. All right, I'm back again with the Alpha Mentality. This is TK. Sorry for the interruption. Somebody was at the door. I do this from my house right now, so bear with me, folks. But yeah, you just settle for fucking bullshit jobs that you fucking hate. You make a little bit of money, or you're a lot of money, whatever. Regardless, you're not taking that money and investing into your dreams and your goals. And then what? You invested into fucking drugs, alcohol, bitches. You invested into guys who fucking don't give a shit about you. They just look good. You know, that's on both ends, you know. And the way you got them is because what? They fucking liked your car. They liked your house. They liked the material things, the superficial things, the things that are fake. They liked it to fake you. So, all this fake things going around, years and months later, like I was saying before, wow, you guys are broken up. You're stuck with your fake little life. Miserable. So, I want to encourage y'all, and need to do it myself. You know what I'm saying? Preaching to the fucking choir. How the pot go call the kettle black. I get it. You know, I'm not the most responsible person. But I am starting to realize a lot of shit about myself, about life, about people. I want to inspire y'all to get off your ass. Take that money. Don't fucking, even though I love festivals to death. I love festivals. I love the rave scene. I love going to club. I love partying. You know, I love the fuck. I love bitches. I love everything, you know, like, it's fun, but it's temporarily fixes. It's temporarily fucking success. It's temporarily bullshit. I want y'all to take your money, your time, or take some time out for starters and write down your goals and your dreams again. Write down them same goals and dreams that you once had, that once inspired you when you were a kid. And write them all down and after that, there and right next to it, write down the income you make, you know, the money, the leftover money after all your bills for paid, you know, and see how much you can save or invest towards those goals and those dreams that you had and get that shit done. I guarantee you'd be a lot more happier than what you are now. You'll feel more accomplished. You won't be feeling a void no more, you know. Stop saving for that fucking that festival coming up, you know. Stop saving for the fucking rave this weekend with the same fucking DJs. I love the rave scene once again. I love my DJs. I love the local artists. I love the non-locals. I love fucking music in general, you know. But you guys are living your dreams. Those local artists, those DJs, the musicians, the people we pay to see, they're living their freaking dreams. They're having a ball. What are we doing as consumers? What are we doing as the quote-unquote rave scene? The rave scene isn't just the fucking DJs or the owners of buildings and stuff, you know, the event planners, the promoters. The rave scene is the people. People make up the city. People make up the world, you know, like fucking we are included in this. I mean, yeah, support your homie, but damn, support yourself. Homies, musicians, DJs, actors, whoever we know out there that's fucking involved in the entertainment industry, whatever industry we want to get a part of, you know. And you know a homie that's constantly out there supporting your ass by buying your shit, you know, all this, that, and the third. Like, support them, return the favor, you know what I mean? Shit, stop putting money towards other people's goals and stuff. Be selfish for a change and use that shit for your own goals, for your own dreams. And I guarantee you'll be a lot more happier. I'm going to start doing it myself. So I'll say this. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening today. Please like, subscribe, share, all that good shit. And I will see you guys around. Peace.